Now, a new domestic violence refuge is opening in Wexford this afternoon, the first of 18 planned facilities around the country under the government's zero tolerance strategy. The Domestic, Sexual and Gender-Based Violence Agency, CUIN, which was set up in January this year, is going to be running the new refuge, and their CEO, Dr. Stephanie O'Keefe, joins us now. Good morning, Dr. O'Keefe. Maybe you'd begin by telling us the difference this new refuge will make in Wexford.
Yeah, so this refuge in Wexford will treble, refuge capacity within the town and within the county. And it really is a testament to the best of kind of community cooperation. And it'll provide refuge and respite accommodation to domestic violence victims and their families. In this state-of-the-art space, as you mentioned in the intro, it's the first one in this programme. And it'll provide therapeutic supports, it'll provide children, young adult services, advocacy service, court accompaniment services. But really importantly for your listeners, it's not just for the 12 families in the space that's there. It's also a community hub in that it has outreach facilities and services to people in the community who are experiencing domestic violence but don't need emergency accommodation, and also to people who would leave the refuge where there's ongoing outreach services available. So it really is a fantastic initiative and a testament to the heavyweight at local level that they've been carrying for the last while, partnering with to build this, planning it, overseeing it, staffing it and operationalising it.
Now, I know the plan involves a doubling of refuge spaces by 2026. First of all, do you think that's doable? And why is Wexford one of the 18 priority locations in that?
There's lots of priority locations across the country, and it is acknowledged that this is just phase one. So we know, and I'm meeting with service providers in non-priority locations where we can say, you know, there will be a phase two. But the particular service here will be providing services for people within this local area. And we have a plan to, we are confident to be able to double it by the end of the plan. And we've been doing two things to try to do that. The first is to work with the Department of Housing and the Housing Agency to strengthen the current model, which is quite complex. And again, a testament to the people of Wexford and around the country who are developing these refuges, because only you need to have a local service provider. If they're not an AHB, they need to partner with an AHB. They need to work with the local authority on identifying sites, the housing agency on feasibility assessments. So right now, we'll have another 12 under construction by the end of the year. We have 80 units that are undergoing funding approval at present through the CAS scheme, another 19 that are approved for funding. So we have a line of sight on getting up to 277, and the aim is 280. And as I say, we're also looking at phase two at the same time. Yeah. And we're working with the Department of Housing to look at, you know, is there an alternative model to quicken the pace? Because there's a timeline for construction, there's a timeline for planning, and before any of that starts, there's a timeline to build the capacity of the local service provider, and to this occasion, Wexford Women's Refuge, to try to support them to actually oversee a complicated construction project.
And the need is certainly there, isn't there? Women's Aid showing for 2023 an 18% increase in reported abuse. We were talking to the Taoiseach earlier about the housing crisis, which can make many people feel they're trapped where they are and they don't have choices to escape.
Yeah, I mean, in 2023, there were 54,000 complaints to An Garda Síochána, which was up 8%. And I know in our conversations with the guards, they're seeing even a greater number this year. But we are trying to really communicate with people who are in this situation, and we're targeting people through our Always Here campaign to say to them that supports are available, and we know that we have a whole range of service providers across the state providing expert services in this area, and we're trying to communicate and reassure people that they will be believed, that they will be taken seriously, that society stands with them, and that we condemn the behaviour of perpetrators. And refuge expansion and safe home expansion is one component of a whole swathe of work that's happening to try to respond to this, you know, terrible, terrible scourge across Irish society that has always been there, but there are new emergent kind of threats there as well, particularly, you know, with technology and so on and so forth.
Indeed, and we'll be hopefully talking about that another time. But thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning, and good luck with the opening of that new refuge in Wexford this afternoon. Dr. Stephanie O'Keefe.